From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, March 24, 2017. I'm Philip Green. Nick Oliveri is reporting in the Register Star that Richmore Aviation will renew its lease with Columbia County. The company offers luxury jet charter, jet management, and jet maintenance service and oversees operations at Columbia County Airport in Ghent. It offers full-service fixed-based operations in Schenectady and Kingston as well. The existing lease with the county will expire at midnight on September the 30th. The initial 10-year agreement signed by the county and Richmore in October 2007 permitted two additional 5-year renewals. Company CEO Milan W. Richards told the Register Star the renewal notice has been mailed to the county. He said effective October the 1st, the fuel flowage fee paid to the county would increase from 8 to 12% per gallon. Under the terms of the original agreement, the rent was to rise 4% a year or at the consumer price index up to 5%, whichever is less. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Rosa Atchison is reporting in the Register Star that proprietors of hotels and Airbnbs in Hudson will now pay a 4% city lodging tax. The Hudson Common Council unanimously voted in favor of the new levy at a meeting on Tuesday, March 21st. Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton said, and I quote, "This is a completely new revenue stream that strengthens our financial picture," end quote. The law mandating that all short-term lodging establishments pay a 4% tax on their gross receipts goes into effect June the 1st. Hotels, inns, bed and breakfasts, motels, Airbnb, and VRBO, among others, are all included under the legislation. A portion of the tax collected will be set aside for use by a soon-to-be-established tourism board, Hamilton said. The remaining funds will go to the city's general fund. The city will now communicate with local business owners explaining how to proceed. A public hearing on the new law will be held at 4 p.m. on April the 4th at City Hall. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Janelle Agee is reporting for Spectrum News. Protesters gathered outside of U.S. Representative John Faso's Kingston office on Thursday, March 23rd, calling for the Kingston Republican to vote against the American Health Care Act. One demonstrator said, and I quote, "Healthcare is a right. It's not for the privileged," end quote. The resident said Faso was not concerned about the welfare of his constituent. Susan Rogers said, and I quote, "People have been trying to call. People have been trying to email. He's picking and choosing who he'll listen to. How can he build a consensus and find out how to represent us if he won't even hear us?" End quote. Faso said this week he would vote for the GOP healthcare bill. The Hill reported on Thursday, March 23rd, that GOP centrists in the House were backing away from their party's plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Faso told the Capitol Hill newspaper and website he was irritated with the idea of removing the minimum insurance requirements from the bill after leaving a meeting early Thursday. Asked if removing those requirements changed his position, Faso said after a pause, and I quote, "I'm not enthusiastic about that," end quote. Faso has refused to hold town hall meetings at home in the 19th Congressional District, claiming that they are not productive. Protesters told Spectrum they plan to host rallies outside the congressman's office every Friday. Bethany Bump reports in the Albany Times-Union that the state testing in grades 3 through 8 starts next week for the fourth year. State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Ela predicts there will be fewer parents keeping their children home this year. She said, and I quote, "I think that the temperature is basically calming. So here's my prediction. I think we're going to go down," end quote. The number of opt-outs on the testing has grown every year, with an estimated 250,000 test refusals in 2016. The test on math, reading, and writing take place at schools on March the 28th through 30th. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Daily Freeman reports that February employment figures from the State Department of Labor released on March the 23rd show hiring in Greene and Columbia counties. Greene gained 400 non-farm jobs, or 2.7%, in February 2017 over the same month the year before. Columbia County gained 200 jobs, or 0.9%. The Dutchess Putnam Metropolitan Division was the only local area with bad numbers, as non-farm jobs fell by 200, or 0.1%, since the previous February. Ulster County added 600 non-farm jobs, or a gain of 1%. Statewide, the unemployment rate in February 2017 was 4.4%, down from 4.6% in January and down from 4.9% in February 2016. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Rachel Yankunis at News 10 Albany reports that Daddy's Home 2, which stars Mark Wahlberg, Will Ferrell, and Mel Gibson, is filming this week in Great Barrington. The movie is shooting a log cabin in a ski town in the Massachusetts town. The movie is scheduled for a November release. You can see that full story at the News 10 Albany website. Governor Andrew Cuomo and Representative John Faso continued a war of words on Twitter all week after Faso and other New York Republicans signed on for an amendment shifting Medicaid costs from New York counties to the state. Cuomo says the Republican health care plan, or Trump Care, will cost Columbia Green Memorial Hospital $2,444,439. Faso, meanwhile, tweets that Green County homeowners will save $307 on property taxes under the plan, and Columbia County homeowners will save $361 each. Cuomo tweets that 2.7 million New Yorkers will lose coverage and the state will lose $6.9 billion in funding. Faso has also tweeted Cuomo on Twitter about several subjects not related to his job in Washington, D.C., including the re-upping of the millionaire's tax in Albany and a New York State rebate for electric vehicles. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a winter storm advisory until 2 p.m. today. Snow will overspread the region, then quickly transition to sleet and freezing rain by late morning. The temperatures will continue to rise above freezing in the early afternoon, changing the mixed precipitation to plain rain. The temperature high for today will be 44 degrees. For Friday night, a chance of rain before 9 p.m., then a chance of drizzle between 9 p.m. and 3 a.m., then a slight chance of rain after 3 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy. The temperature low for Friday night will be 38 degrees. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, a chance of rain, cloudy with a high near 49 degrees. Saturday night, rain is likely before 2 a.m., then a chance of rain and sleet. It will be cloudy with a low around 33 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of rain, cloudy with a high near 43 degrees. Sunday night, rain is likely cloudy with a low around 35. Sunrise today was at 6:49 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:13 p.m., That will give us 12 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 24th day of March 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Gray. Have a good day and a nice weekend.